This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com for all of your future needs for New California. Yeah, we got a lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio, and of course, New California is a big part of it, and we want to welcome your listenership, and please feel free, we'll be opening up the phone lines, by the way, in the third hour at 215-867-8255. Actually, maybe during the second half of the second hour, we'll open them up, but 215-867-8255. And the listen-in line, if you want to listen in with your phone, and I know we have some phone listeners right now because we had just a bang-up meeting for New California last night. Many people joining, 605-313-0599. That's 605-313-0599 is the number for New California and also Agenda 21 Radio. So all I can say is, see, we've told you so. And now I'm talking about Michael Flynn, right? Michael Flynn and all the things that are going there. We've said all roads lead to Obama. And as we're starting to find out, that's true. That is true. You've had some people that were speaking up. And we said that there were people speaking up. We've told you this all along, all through this investigation, plodding our way through. I mean plodding, and slogging it out all the way through. We've seen this sort of thing absolutely explode now on the scene with the revelations that are going. More and more documents are starting to be dumped, if you will. News agencies are starting to get a hold of some of the real key documents, some of the documents that we've actually exposed, because, you know, people do talk to us as well and have been talking to us for quite some time, our sources. And again, it's a shout out to some of those of you that are the deep staters, as I call you. And it's a lot of them. Over the years, I've had so many people that have come alongside and given us this fabulous information. It's all been accurate, by the way, because we do check it before we put it out. It's all been accurate, and it's been absolutely an amazing thing to see. The facts sort of unfold, unravel, and become part of that, the puzzle pieces fitting together. Of course, now we've got the Flynn puzzle pieces starting to fit together. Here's the big one, and I'll throw this out there. You can still impeach a former president. You can still impeach a former president. And if you want to expunge an impeachment, I believe you can do that. I think one of our presidents was, I think it was Andrew Johnson. I'm putting it out there for you fact checkers. This is some red meat. See what happens. You can text me, and some of you people can text me in a confidential line. But just to find out whether or not it was Andrew Johnson who was actually impeached, and then his impeachment was expunged. That's something to consider. Anyway, so there's a lot of breaking news all over the place about what's gone on with the dirty cops and the big price for Russia probe, and what has happened over the years because of the hoax. Look at the demise of the Democratic Party, actually, and what it's devolved into. And it's not just there in Washington, it's everywhere. But look at what's happened over the last 8 years. And look at, especially the last 4 years, three and a half, 4 years. And again, you got to include the time frame that was before the president was elected, because they anticipated that this guy's probably going to win. In fact, I think they anticipated, and you've heard me say this before, but I really believe this. I think when you start to look at all the facts, that you go deeper in the probes with what's going on, I think they were anticipating that it was going to be Donald J. Trump in 2016 as the candidate for president back as early as 2012. And I think it's primarily because of the birth certificate. The birther thing. Remember in 2012, it was President Trump. 2012. Listen, I know that's a long time ago. I had to do a double take when I looked at this. This is a couple of weeks ago we brought this up, and I'm going to bring it up again because it's very salient today. Here's a billionaire businessman who comes out and all of a sudden, I want to see the long-form birth certificate. Now, some people might not even know this. This might be history before your time, but I mean, what I mean that is that there's been an awakening, of course, about Archon of Media now all across the spectrum, and this awakening is just really honed in right now. People are saying, wait a minute, how do we get here from there to there to there? And it's these kind of little gambits in history that we all now recall, all of us that have been doing this for a long time. Then it was that day, and I can't remember what it was, but I can't even remember now, but I know it was 2012, and Donald Trump was talking about that long-form birth certificate. And everybody was saying, that, or at least it was, I would say not everybody, because he had teams of people that were just all over the place. The Obama file said, it's not a forgery, it's a real thing. It's a real thing, you know. And, of course, everybody, you know, was looking at it like, wow, there's something wrong with the way that whole thing is put together. And some of our people that were graphic artists who work with Adobe all the time were saying, there's something wrong with that short form. And people started clamoring, like us, for the long, well, show us the real birth certificate, which he had never showed us the real original birth certificate for Obama, saying he was born in Hawaii. No, we've never seen that, never. There was an attempt to come up with that long form one that Donald Trump was pounded on the table for. And we got into the whole thing about, you know, that's when we were learning about all the assassinations and all the other things going on. And then Zulo and Sheriff Ohio were all over this from Arizona. And Sheriff Ohio, as a sheriff, it shows you the power of sheriffs. He was in Arizona, Maricopa County Sheriff. And he's out there running an investigation on Obama. He said, hey, there's something wrong with this guy. So the investigation takes us to Honolulu, Hawaii, and Jerry Corsi and Zulo, his lieutenant, were doing an investigation. We were actually, as Agenda 21 Radio, we were all over the Jerry Corsi thing. You know, Jerry Corsi, who, yes, was investigated by who? Mueller. He was one of the second. It was Corsi who finally stood up against Mueller. It says, show us the evidence. Remember, it was Jerry Corsi who kind of put the cork in this investigation. And Roger Stone didn't get away with it. I mean, Roger Stone still has these criminal charges all over him. But the bottom line was, it was Jerry Corsi. They were trying to do the same thing to Jerry Corsi just a year and a half ago, before the impeachment. And they were trying to get him to roll over on Donald Trump. And Jerry said, look, I got nothing. He gave him everything. And finally, Jerry, they were asking him to, you know, they're putting him in a perjury trap. And Jerry called it out, said, show me. Go ahead. Go right ahead. And he challenged Mueller, and they had to back down because they knew they did not have anything. They knew they had another second Flynn situation there. That's what they had with Jerry Corsi in this last incident. So Jerry Corsi walks, nothing wrong. Well, I mean, he was destitute financially, it broke him, and he's had to recover. But Jerry Corsi back in 2012 was, see, this is what they were trying to do. They were trying to destroy those people that brought all the facts about Obama forward, and one of the facts was, of course, the long-form birth certificate. The birth certificate to begin with, and it was Corsi who was the big honcho on the investigation team for that. Well, we had Jerry Corsi on this show a couple of dozen times at least talking about that form. We were out there then, but now it's coming up again. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm going to go, okay, I'm getting all kinds of texts and so on right now, and I want to thank everybody. Five texts here, rolling around, scrolling around on my phone. Yeah, it's just another big news dump day, right? Just out of the, listen, this is all historic stuff, all of it. All of it is historic stuff. So we're going to have a demonstration tomorrow in Marysville, California. Everybody's welcome to come from 9 o'clock to 12:15. And at 12:10, we're going to have a flyby by the Air Force jets at the from Beale Air Force Base. Just thought I'd throw that little bit of raw meat out for you. I want you to think about it. I just said where there's going to be a flyby. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're one of the counties, Yuba County, Sutter County, and Modoc County, that are ignoring, if you will, the governor's edicts. But and we're going to get to this story. This is going to be talking about in the second half here. In the third hour, we're going to be talking a lot about this, the whole situation with Michael Flynn and all the things that are going on with this. And I want to make sure that you're kind of prepped for that, because Scott Adams is going to be joining us from the Scott Adams Show. And, we're going to have to, you know, let's kick this Scott guy out and bring in Leonora. I mean, you want to know where the real knowledge lies. It's with Leonora. And anyway, I just love both those guys. And we've been around together now for a long time on the Red State Talk Radio. By the way, the talk monster of real digital talk radio is, you know, us, Red State Talk Radio, and all the crew. Okay, so anyway, getting back to... the big drop, of course, which was yesterday for Michael Flynn. And we knew this was coming. You know, you just cannot have the there's there. And they knew that the bottom line, that they had gotten some recordings from his phone. This is a very interesting thing, because we have this deaf product that we use and we sell people, only to certain people, actually. But we sell the deaf system. It's a system by which we can mask your talking on the phone. And early on, when the administration first came on board, someone did not have the system installed in their office. You could not do it in the offices, actually, from what we were told at the time. And so there was some vulnerability in some places. And this is there were some calls that were recorded by the FBI. Only I think it was only one, actually, that they knew, and again, I've got to go through the cases and find, I want to dig into it and find out exactly, because as we were told at the one at the time, that there was a couple, maybe two, that had been recorded by the FBI, and we can't find the evidence of any of the recordings, but that's what we were told. Now, some of the information is bearing that out. And we were saying at the time that apparently there had to have been something recorded with Klishniak, the Russian ambassador, okay? And this, everything else, we knew the cell phone itself was covered, so there was no there for that. And as we have found this out, is that has borne fruit in the sense that they actually used some of these, quote, calls. They could tell there's calls going on, but they couldn't tell the content. And apparently, from what we understand, they were making up the conversations that were there based upon some of the minuscule evidence that they had, because Flynn was doing his job for Trump at the time. You know, the president hired him, and remember, it was Trump, Obama, who fired him. And so when he came on board, you know, there was some issues in terms of security and things like that, which is just kind of normal as a transition team, right? I mean, he's got to make a transition, and you're the new president, and this is what goes on in transitions. And so in that transition, they found out that there was a communication between Sergei Kalishnyak and the Russian ambassador. And, of course, that was a big concern. The big concern about this conversation wasn't about security, spying, or whatever. But, you know, you've got to remember, they already had something ready for Trump. It went back to well into 2012. They had said, this guy looks like he could run for president. And he's made comments even in the 90s about he should be president. I mean, there was a real clear, I think looking back in history now, there was a real clear pattern that Trump really wanted to be president a long, long time ago. He had expectations, and lo and behold, in 2012, he just calls out Obama on the birth certificate. It was rather random, I thought. But I said, wow, there's a business. This guy's like heavyweight Donald Trump. And he's just saying, I want to see it. I mean, pretty audacious at the time. And, of course, everybody's just going, this guy's a birther, this guy's a birther, blah, blah, you know, that whole nine yards. And we were covering the birth certificate from the get-go because, you know, we are conspiracy theorists, right? Oh, we went through that. We went through that whole, you know, being pulled through that knot hole backwards. We understood what was going on. And but we understood the truth. We said, there's something wrong here. And so when we started looking at everything, we started realizing that there was some big, big holes in this story about the birth certificate. And then we saw the copies of it. That's when our people that were graphic artists said, there's something really wrong here. And then nobody brought it out. And we're talking about, you know, maybe this is a forgery. And other people were saying it was a forgery. And, of course, you had attorneys challenging the birth certificate and all that stuff. That's where this whole thing, I think, broke out. Back in 2012, and then they released the form, the long form, based upon the pleadings, if you will, the public pleadings, the embarrassment that they were going through with, Donald Trump leading the charge. That was the genesis of them understanding. Well, this guy hurt us in 2012 with this case, really hurt us, and it really did. It really embarrassed the Obama administration. It was primarily the handling of that birth certificate that was a big embarrassment. Trump flushed them out. He flushed them out. Now, we already knew that Loretta Fuddy, who is a Subud, the Subud cult, Muslim cult, and so is Obama, a Subud. If you want to see a real fascinating picture, look at Mohammed Subud. And they say, oh, who's related to him, maybe? Go do that. Mohammed Subud. Now, this whole thing came about when we talked to a professor at the University of Fresno State University. I can't remember his name right now, but I'll remember it. Who talked about Obama's identity. And Sorabaka. He had found and researched. He was a forensic professor there. And he had found a document that was the name crossed out for Obama as a young child, said Sorabaka. And so he followed that, and he found out that that was a name that was associated with a Subud cult, and that this Subud cult is what his mother and he were involved with. And that was out of Indonesia. And then he found out, oh, Loretta Fuddy was too. And all of a sudden, the whole cavalcade of people that had been related to this Subud cult thing. Remember the deserter? Remember him? His whole family were Subuds, and so was he. Yeah, it might explain, remember the love fest between the parents and Obama in the Rose Garden when they released him. Remember that? That's part of it. Everybody's going, wow, I do remember that. I mean, some people, I'm really going back in time here. And Bo Bergdahl, that was his name, the deserter, Bo Bergdahl, who they found in Northern California, who was just so happens to have been living right next door to a Ukrainian Catholic monastery, in which he was picked up in Northern California by the sheriff because they busted this pot farm right next to this Ukrainian Catholic monastery, not too far away from the Buddhist monastery up here in Northern California, down the road, actually. And I'm really taking down memory lane, but, you know, these things are all related to Northern California. Shocking. Bo Bergdahl. Yeah, he was picked up and then he was released to the Army in Santa Rosa, California. Oh, he was released twice. Yeah. Once by the Taliban and then once by the county sheriff up here in Humboldt. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're back at it again. We're going down memory lane. That's the way I've titled this. I've thrown out the show notes. It's done. So we're just dancing around history right now, and history that we were a part of, and history that we made, and you, the listeners. It's all connected. It's all connected. What we're talking about here. We're talking about. By the way, it's VE Day. 75 years ago, victory in Europe. Adolf Hitler collapsed. Yeah, Mein Führer. You know, now we're fighting the same evils here in this our own country. Brought to you by, if you want a real interesting series, understand today's history, I suggest you go out. This is not my production, but go out and watch the History Channel's Hunting Hitler series. Hello. as we've reported on this show many years ago, 2011, 2012, 2013, okay. Anyway, with Peter Levend of The Rat Line and his book, The Hitler Legacy, we reported the stuff that was deeply involved. And again, I visited Mein Führer's bunker in 1992 and interviewed Christoph Neubauer, who's featured in the Hunting Hitler series. Kind of interesting. But you might want to go read it because it does apply to today. Absolutely, it does. If you want to know about the Fourth Reich, what's up with that? Yeah. You might want to look into the Fourth Reich. Maybe that'll give you a better understanding of why, you know, they want to do tracking and tracing. You know, and get your blood. They want your blood. They want purity. They're still looking for that, to hunt for genetic purity now. See, they understand. You got to understand something about the Germans and their hunt for the pure Aryan race, right? It kind of converted itself once they understood the genetics of it all, and they understood genes, the gene theory, which didn't come out until Watson and Crick in the 1950s. All of a sudden, they got an understanding of genetic purity. Yeah, just some dots to connect. Watson and Crick theory about genes and the gene theory. What was it called? The spiral staircase. They wrote a book. It was just a landmark book, and I'll have to think about it. I don't know if you could ever get a copy of it again. The spiral. I don't know. I can't remember the name of it, but it was I'll think of it. I'll bring it up in the Rolodex in the back of my brain, and we'll figure it out. I want to get into this Bo Bergdahl thing, because this is, a gambit of history that we're going to go back to at some point in time in the Roseburg shooting. Remember that? Roseburg, Oregon? Yeah, that was an operation that backfired on really big time on the Obama administration, I might add. So anyway, Bo Bergdahl, and I was wrong, it was not Humboldt County, so my apologies to Humboldt, and the winner is Mendocino County. And it was in Mendocino County this all occurred. And this is from thepressdemocrat.com, 2015, July 14th. Bo Bergdahl swept up in Mendocino County pot raid. And everybody's like going, Bo Bergdahl? You know, 'cause remember, he was captured. Remember, he's the guy who walked off. I mean, there's a whole story about him walking off and why he did walk off. Now, remember, he's a Subud, and so are his parents. Obama was a Subud. Loretta Fuddy was... Oh, I'm sorry, for Loretta Fuddy, who was she? Well, Loretta Fuddy, a Subud, close associate with Obama, actually. She became, shockingly, the health director. In where? In Hawaii. Just a couple of months before they revealed the actual long form birth certificate. Uh-oh. And then it was Loretta Fuddy later killed in an airplane crash when the plane had to ditch right off Lanai, I think it was. One of the islands over there. And she, oddly enough, drowns. She gets out of the airplane. She's fine. But oddly enough, she drowns. Oh. Oh. Yeah. And you know that, but that was several months after the birth certificate was released. Bodies started to show up, and everybody's going, "Well, can we find out what's going on with that?" They quickly cremate her, of course. That's just the way of the land, right? I mean, all this stuff that was being just blown out by us, the non-mainstream media. People were getting ticked at us. Man, were we having strange things happen in our lives at the time. I mean it. But, you know, we just kept on plodding through. So let's go into this article so you have some understanding. Then we'll talk about the Roseburg shooting so you have a better context. Because there were some very bad things happening at this time. And Bo Bergdahl, we speculated, was a part of that. Sheriff, Bo Bergdahl swept up in Mendocino County pot raid. Glenda Anderson, the Press Democrat. Bo Bergdahl, the American soldier who was released by the Taliban in a controversial prisoner exchange in Afghanistan, then charged with desertion, was swept up in a police raid on a Redwood Valley marijuana garden this week, according to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Bergdahl, an Army sergeant, told sheriff's officers he'd arrived in the Tomkai Road location last Friday for a reunion with friends. He planned to leave Wednesday. The raid was conducted Tuesday. Sheriff's Captain Greg Van Patten said. Bergdahl apparently had nothing to do with the 181 pot plants growing at the location, and he was not arrested, Van Patten said. Sheriff's officials confirmed Bergdahl was on leave from the Army and made arrangements to help return him to the base in Oakland, driving him halfway there to meet with Army officials. He was AWOL by the time this happened. Yeah, he had overstayed. Listen, they don't say that in this article. I do not believe. This is the first blush at the article, and then it got to be a little bit more controversial. It says, Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban in 2009. Shockingly, that was the time in which Obama was elected. And we had that big war raging, right? I'm sorry, I just got coffee. More coffee. Fresh pot. Duh. It's only two. Looks like I'm only going to go for the two pots today. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban in 2009. He was released in 2014 in a prisoner exchange for five members of the Taliban. Controversy surfaced soon after with allegations he purposely left his post and was in the process of deserting when he was captured. Bergdahl was charged in March with one count of desertion and one count of misbehavior before the enemy. Okay. They leave the article there. See, they stop. It says they stop the article. I want to see if there's some comments. This goes back. Start the conversation. No, they don't have. Start the conversation. They don't have. No, they're all gone now. They're all gone because it's too old, right? Okay, but you get the context of this, right? So in Mendocino, at Tokai Road, that was right there. We started investigating. We found out there was a Ukrainian monastery there, a Catholic monastery. Shockingly, right next to the property where the 181 plants were grown. Let's see. Did I say the word Ukrainian? Oh, I did, didn't I? I wonder why that's significant. Well, I don't know. There's a Ukrainian arms deals. There's all kinds of things about Ukraine going on. And of course, everybody's really got their panties in a bunch about the Ukraine. And so much so that they decided to impeach a president over the Ukraine. Okay, we're going to come up to a break, and then we're going to have... am I connecting a dot for you? Here's a deserter who's really, at the time, he's really absent without leave. At the time of his, he's deserting again. And I think it was Petaluma where they released him. I think that's the other thing. So I got two corrections here. I'm really sorry, Humble. I didn't mean to offend anything out there in Humble, the Emerald Triangle. Not at all. Well, you guys have your act together compared to this clown. And the clowns around him. And I think you guys all know my coded message there. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, interestingly enough, we're going to switch gears and we're going to move a few miles from Mendocino County. What we got going on, we had to understand in some places we're being jammed. Shockingly. I wonder why. I wonder why Agenda 21 Radio might be jammed at this point. So the Umpqua College shooting. Remember, we found Bo Bergdahl, July 24, 2015, in Mendocino County. He was picked up in a sweep of a marijuana place, a pot farm that was just right next to the Ukrainian Catholic Monastery in Mendocino. Uh-oh. Yeah. You see, am I connecting some dots for you here? Ukrainian. Now, what do they do a lot in Ukraine? They sell arms. Right. They sell arms. You know, machine guns. Lots of weapons. Things like that. Uh-huh. And what, the other connected dot, why would there be a shooting in Roseburg, Oregon? Beautiful town, by the way. At Umpqua Community College. It occurred October 1st, 2015 at the UCC campus near Roseburg, Oregon in the United States. Chris Harper Mercer, a 26-year-old student who was enrolled at the school, fatally shot an assistant professor and 8 students in a classroom. A friend of mine had one of his very close friends killed here. There actually were people dead. Okay, we understand it, but it was part of, yes, you got it, an assassination by the Obama crew. You know, all the school shootings and all the mass murders of the Obama administration? Mass murders, 3 or more. We tabulated for the first time in history under the Obama administration 114. And we stopped counting. We knew there were more, but we just couldn't keep, you know, we couldn't suss it all out because some agencies wouldn't turn in their information. And, you know, so quite fascinating. We tabulated for 8 years we did this. And, of course, now they come up with mass shootings, right? Which is any mass shooting qualifies, and they're trying to tag Trump with it, right? Not working. Anyway, so this particular mass shooting was the deadliest in Oregon modern history. It says here at 10:38 p.m., the first 9/11 call was made from Snyder Hall on the school campus reporting gunfire. And students reported that the shooting began in classroom 15 where English and writing classes are conducted. it was really the one of the first few, I think the first days of the school being open for classes, as I recall. Says Harper Mercer first shot the English teacher at point blank range. He allegedly asked two students for their religion, shooting them after they gave him a response. They were Christians. Other witnesses said he asked if the students were Christians, telling those who replied in the affirmative that they would go to heaven as he shot them. Although one victim was agnostic and another one was a pagan. Some students were shot multiple times. One woman was struck several times in the stomach. Who is this Mercer guy? And what about this lithium business? That's another thing. This is a deep story. It really is. But I want to go back to something else. So you understand, keep this date in, let's see. Remember the three guys who killed the, almost, or tried to kill, almost killed the terrorist? I'm going to put this in here because I can't remember the whole thing. I can't remember the names. But these three guys from California that had, one of them, two of them in the military, that had gotten on board a train. And the train was basically being attacked by a terrorist, and they subdued the terrorist. Remember that? Paris attacks and timeline. Yeah, this is, and that was, guess what, in 2015. And the three guys, gosh, I can't remember. Train terror attack, three Americans. How's that? We'll try that one. And again, we're going down memory lane. I don't have the thing up in front of me. A change of seats for three Americans. Okay, here, this is from the Washington Post. And France train attack, Americans overpower gunman on Paris train. When was that? Now, we have July going on for Bo Bergdahl being picked up by the Ukrainian Catholic monastery. And then we've got going on in Roseburg by October 1st, a shooting. Roseburg is not very far from Mendocino. Mendocino is in the northern area of California, and the southern area is Roseburg. All Francais train attack. Americans overpowered gunmen on Paris Express. Shockingly. What was the date on this? I think it was in August. Could it be? Could have been in August? Yeah, August 22nd. Shocking. Police investigate an incident near Arras, France, in which three U.S. citizens, two of them soldiers, prevented the attack by a suspect reportedly armed with an AK-47 and a pistol that misfired, by the way, because one of the Americans had the pistol to his head and it didn't fire. Yeah, that's how they subdued him. They were going to kill his ass. A heavily armed gunman has opened fire on a high-speed train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris before being overpowered by U.S. citizens, two of whom were soldiers. The two people were injured in the attack, including one of the Americans, who was admitted to the hospital with serious injuries to his hand that needed surgery. Barack Obama described the attack as heroic. Oh, it was heroic! Right. And so the three that were there, what are the names? Come on, give me the names here. Anthony Sadler and Chris Norman. That's not it. There's that's a couple of them there. That's two of them. They were given the French thing. Anthony Sadler and Chris Norman after the attack on the train. And I believe it was Chris Norman. Chris Norman. Oh my gosh! It says. The one injured was named as Air Force serviceman Spencer Stone from Sacramento, California, and the other was Alec Sarkalatos of Roseburg, Oregon. Shocking! So this is now, he lives in Roseburg, Oregon. And you know, here's the deal. Alec was on Dancing with the Stars. And coincidentally, the day of the shooting in Roseburg, he was supposed to be in that English class. You know, where the English teacher was killed and so many other people were shot? He was actually supposed to be in that English class in Roseburg. And, of course, that was October 1st. So you go from July to August. Heroic deed, come back and go to October. He's going to be going to classes at Roseburg College. And guess what? The shooter shows up there and kills everybody, right? Alec was not there. Why? Because he was in Hollywood doing rehearsals for Dancing with the Stars. Gee, now where did the shooter, Mercer, get his guns? I think I know where you're going with this, Paul. He got his guns from, you got it, Mendocino. Just a little play on history, folks. I can't wait for this one to come out. And, you know, people in Roseburg, they were on to it. They were on to what was going on. They understood why Bo Bergdahl was where Bo Bergdahl was. They got it. They absolutely got it. Huh. Isn't that amazing? Just a little bit of history for you. And then there's the whole big thing about Obama's birth certificate, right? Right, we're getting back to that. Because that's still in the air. That's still in the miasma. See, because when the birth certificate was released in 2012, everybody looked at it and said, you know, it was interesting. I was working with a guy who was a graphic artist. I tell this story all the time. It was an advertising agency that we were working with. And Bo Bergdahl, the whole situation that was going on about the birth certificate, everybody was in a tizzy at the time. Oh, it's this, it's that. And, of course, the left was denouncing all this, you birthers. And all of a sudden, people started realizing, well, you know, they kind of blew it. Because they actually did come up with a long-form birth certificate. And when everybody looked at it and they said, uh-oh, they got a problem. And the problem was when they put it up on the White House website, they left everything in raw form. You see, that's because they downloaded it from a thumb drive. A thumb drive that was flown from Hawaii into Washington. Well, you know, the thumb drive had obviously the content of the birth certificate. But they still left all the Adobe style palettes on there. So my friend calls me the day it was released. He said, Paul, we got something going. You got to come down. So I rushed down to Sacramento. And they walked me through how the whole thing was forged. Now, I know everybody says, it's still conspiracy theory. You don't know what you're talking about. Really? In the era of Flynn that was just released? None of this makes sense? Time will tell because all this information is going to come out. I'm just warning you, as strange and bizarre and conspiratorial as this sounds, I gave you the fact pattern of the dates in which things were happening right now. This is 2020. This was all back down in 2015, 2014, in that era. From the release of Bo Bergdahl to his involvement in Mendocino in the gun running from Mendocino into Oregon, the people of Roseburg, Oregon, got it, and they did not like it. They did not like the attempted assassination on one of their students who wasn't there that day. In Bo Bergdahl, the Taliban agent, right? The deserter turned Taliban agent, sitting there right next to the Ukrainian Catholic monastery in the 181 pot plants. They knew all about it. They knew all about that trail from Mendocino into Oregon and all about the drugs and the gun smuggling and all that stuff. Yeah, that's what we deal with here in Northern California. Just thought I'd lay that one out there for you. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on. We're running out of, I can't believe where this hour go. But back to memory lane, you can see that Donald Trump was going to be the president of the United States, or run for it. And that's why before there was even an election, they were already planning this thing out. To how to overthrow the preemptive possible president of the United States. How to do that. And it blew up on him. In a very big way. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Sorry for the little bit of coughing going on here, but boy, are we excited. Anyway, stay with us and stay strong, America. We're exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.